help me sing my song.
Help me sing my song.
Little darling, come along.
On the bright side of the road.
Channel Radio, broadcasting from Haglands Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
Hello everyone, it's Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk on this fine spring afternoon. Welcome back to the studio, Raw! Big applause everyone out there in Kent World and beyond, because I have my co-host back in the studio, Jan Mulligan. Welcome back!
Good afternoon, everybody.
She's at the moment adorning two wonderful pairs of glasses, and I will post this photo, Jan. That's it. It's going to go viral in a moment. She's wearing two pairs of glasses. One is not enough for Jan. She needs two. So yes, we're going to post that and have a laugh. But Jan, how are things? Are they getting a little bit calmer and a bit more in control?
It's been an interesting few weeks, yeah, I have to say. Yeah. And as you have experienced, thank you very much.
Yeah.
The joys of the NHS and the what is urgent is not urgent, depending on what part of the country you're in. So, long way to go, but big improvement so far. So,
play
for
that waiting.
Well,
we have to get.
I am well,
game.
In case everybody hasn't heard.
It's not Jan.
Somebody I know.
It's Jan, who's someone very close to Jan. Oh. So, Jan's involved in caring being the local taxi firm as well.
I can do that.
When trains don't run.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Horrendous journey.
We won't go there. Lovely network southeast. Anyway, moving on to more brighter, interesting things. We have a guest in the studio. If you've been following us on Twitter, remember Twitter is @CaresWins if you want to get hold of us today and say, hi, I love health and wellbeing. And of course, I love Who Cares Wins. Let us know. We'd like to hear that. But more importantly, I was talking about our guest that we were having on today, which is the wonderful Clara Gibson. Hi, Clara. Thanks for coming down.
Good afternoon, everybody, and it's
and
lovely
her
to
lovely
be here.
Purple hair. So, of course, I was naturally attracted to this lady that was adorning her purple hair at the Wellbeing Symposium last November. We met. It feels only last week, but in some respects, also a lifetime ago that we met.
Yes.
Well, and so much has happened in between.
Indeed.
So, it's lovely to have you in the studio, Clara. And Clara, we're going to talk about all sorts of things regarding health and wellbeing, your coaching that you do with the health and wellbeing, your nutritional hat that you have on, and the supplements arena, and also something that I posed on Twitter about. You've just recently come back from something, theta healing.
Indeed.
Theta healing. So loads to talk about. First and foremost, I must make sure, as I sometimes forget, Jan knows I often go off at 6 million tangents and then forget sometimes the important aspects. Things like a show sponsor. We have our marvellous show sponsor. Big thanks to them. I know that we are now out in the Kent Connections magazine. Ooh. If you have Kent Connections magazine and you have it as maybe you're a distributor, if I can say that word, you will notice that we have a whole page in there. So they are our wonderful sponsor. So we are advertising in there. We have their logo, obviously, on our website. So if you don't know about them, then visit our website, whocareswinsradio.co.uk. You'll see the logo on our homepage there, Kent Connections. That will take you to their online magazine, where you can find all sorts of therapists for all sorts of avenues, whether it be meditation, whether it be Reiki, whether it be massage and massage therapy. Perhaps theta healing, Clara. Uh-huh. Maybe that needs to go in there now. So yes, do have a look at their website. And of course, if you then want to be in their magazine, perhaps you can contact them. And we've already had feedback. People have seen us, have seen the advert and have contacted us. Yeah. So more people going in the show diary, which is fantastic.
Wonderful.
Bring it on. The other thing I wanted to mention was a big thanks again, because we weren't physically here in the studio last week. So thanks to all the technical know-how that goes on to make it happen when we're not here. So a big thanks to Mike and the team at Channel Radio, but also more importantly, our guest who was interviewed, Dr. Yehudi Gordon, who, if you were listening last week, a fantastic gentleman talking all about bioidentical hormones. I you can test me if you like, Clara, because it was amazing, and I came away with so much knowledge. But I think I'll stay in this job. I won't change tack.
Cool.
Do you know it's our 101st show, Jan?
Wow.
101 shows.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Are you feeling your age?
Thanks, Jan. It was nice having you back. I haven't missed you at all.
I didn't think you were. I just wanted to get you back on track and let you know who's coordinating things here.
I don't know. So all sorts of things. I will come back to a few people that I've been in touch with while I was up in the Lake District last week, touching base with a few people about the show. So people think I go to the Lake District to have a holiday. Oh no, I am out there singing the praises of channelradio.co.uk, and of course Who Cares wins. So we are global because we're internet based. That is the beauty. Mm-hmm. We can be listened to over and over and over again if that's your desire, or you can tune in when we're all asleep and you're in Australia and you're just getting up, firing the Barbie up perhaps for lunch. You could tune in channelradio.co.uk, find the listen again, and you could hear our dulcet tones. And of course, if you've missed the Monday and you want one 3 months ago, that's where you can find us on the Who Cares Wins radio.co.uk website. We have all the archives on there for you to enjoy and at your leisure zoom in on, and perhaps even just bop along sometimes to the songs that we play. And we have some wonderful songs that have been chosen by Clara today, and we'll come back to those shortly. So Clara, first of all, it's probably great for our listeners to know, who are you, Clara? I know that you've come all the way from Ramsgate in Kent today.
Yeah, beautiful,
beautiful
sunny
beaches. Yes, it is a beautiful place. And of course, I'm biased because I live just around the corner.
Yeah.
But of course, we met at the Wellbeing Symposium.
Uh-huh.
We were there to talk about health and wellbeing, and you were there in your aspect of health and wellbeing coaching.
Yeah.
Because you have a variety of sort of different hats, especially on Facebook. You've got your drastic to fantastic.
Yes, I do.
You've got
my
your
women's program.
Make the Difference.
Make That Difference personal
make
coaching.
That difference. And you've got Your Health in Your Hands, which is the nutritionist as well.
Yeah, interesting.
So before we go into depth on those,
yes,
can we come back a step?
Please do.
And just explain to our listeners, how did you get into all of that? Is that something you've done since you were born? Or were you in some other guys? You know, maybe you were some, I don't know, did you used to paint the Forth Bridge or something in your previous life?
No, but I suppose. But that, I suppose, the Forth Road Bridge is an interesting analogy for life, really, because it's always being painted and it's always being improved.
Mm.
You know, and
thank
I think
you.
That's
anyone think I can that?
I think that's a really good sort of metaphor for life.
Mm.
I became aware that in my childhood that we didn't need of how you didn't need to follow people, you know.
Yeah.
I had a very unhappy mother who brilliantly creative woman, but a deeply, deeply unhappy woman who found it very difficult to see the positive and the wonderful even in her children.
Mm.
And I just knew that life didn't need to be that way. And so I've sort of spent my life sort of finding better and better ways to sort of take charge of my own thinking. I mean, it certainly worked for me, but it also works remarkably for my clients.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, and I just love seeing people wake up to what their real life is rather than the life that they run inside their own heads.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very interesting.
And that internal dialogue.
The endless
yes.
internal dialogue.
We know that. We know
yes.
that.
And the people, it's just interesting how the majority of my coaching clients, I actually have to teach to look out. Most of them don't notice anything. And there are clients that I've had that, you know, it's taken them really quite a while to even notice, even hear the birds sing, to notice that it's a sunny day, or even when it's raining, that actually sometimes puddles can be really interesting, you know. And
I have bought a t-shirt, listener. Everyone knows that my sunny disposition I take everywhere I go, whether it's
yes.
snowing or raining or hailstorms or a tornado.
Yeah.
And one of my key passions in life is perhaps to change my career and be a weather girl.
Okay.
And present the weather. Because I have a big passion that I want people to present the weather in a fun and a relaxed and also an uplifting, whether
yes.
it's raining or snowing
yeah.
or sunny. And I saw this t-shirt while I was away, and it had rain clouds and rain coming out of the clouds.
Yes.
And underneath these little rain clouds were ducks.
Oh.
And then underneath the ducks, it says, great weather for ducks.
Yes.
So it's like, that's my kind of t-shirt, that it might be raining, but it's not miserable, is it, Clara?
No. Yeah, well, you can always sing in the rain, can't you?
Well, I could, couldn't I?
You know, and
no,
you can always...
please. Clara, but you're on my side.
So it's so true that it's often how we look at something, and either if we do notice the weather,
yes,
for example,
yeah.
how the weather can be, oh yeah, but it's miserable.
Well, it was interesting. I was at the USANA convention in Paris.
Explain, our listeners, USANA is?
USANA Health Sciences produce the world's most highly rated nutritional supplements. They have a scientific background, and the science that they put into their products is, I mean, second to none. Really, really amazing. It was a really incredible convention, but one of the speakers at the convention quoted a study that had been done in the UK about people's perceptions of luck. And so this chap put an advertisement out in the Times asking for lucky people to apply. So they asked them a set of questions, and then when that was done, they then put an advertisement for unlucky people to apply, and they asked them the same set of questions. And the interesting thing was that both sets of people had pretty much exactly the same range of experiences, and the difference in the way that they saw them was just down to the way that they thought, you know. And in fact, that really does fuel my sort of practice, because from a holistic perspective, the way that we think, every word that we think alters our biochemistry.
Yes.
And it alters our biochemistry in ways that will make us healthier or unhealthier, enable us to get healthier or unhealthier.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
You know, and it's just so interesting. So much, when you consider that we started off with the internal dialogue that people run, people are very often unaware of even the words that they say to themselves.
Mm.
You know, so they might not notice what's going on around them, but they certainly, and they don't even notice what they keep saying to themselves.
Mm.
And so many people actually are almost sleepwalking through their lives, unaware even of what they're saying to themselves, let alone what else is happening around them.
What else is going on, yes.
You know, and when you consider that just that very process of just somebody saying, now I had a comment from a client who described having a horrible 2 weeks. Now, when I actually sort of questioned that, it just meant that it was busy. But it's interesting, the word horrible was used.
Mm.
So the word horrible actually will have a biochemical impact, you know. And so when you could just sort of consider that if we run very, very stressful thinking, and if our thinking is sort of catastrophic, you know, that the world is about to end, this is terrible, this is just absolutely appalling, you know, then the biochemical changes that happen in our brains within nanoseconds are about 1,400 different biochemical changes, which then close down our ability to see other options other than our most practiced options.
The habit.
Which, the old default habit.
That's right.
You know, and so people will often find themselves doing something that even they really didn't want to do.
Mm.
They didn't intend to do it because they actually wanted to do it, but they haven't developed that into a good enough habit yet.
Yeah.
You know, so it just is really, really interesting how much people have got to become aware of how they think, the words that they say them to themselves. So many, there's just...
But you weren't always in a coaching role. Is that when we spoke? Your background is the NHS?
Yes, years ago.
She says years ago. She's not exactly old, listener, but yes.
I'm so delighted that I left the National Health Service. The National Health Service, I'm afraid, I think is very good for scraping you off the road and doing things when you are in a catastrophic state.
I can agree with that. And I can agree with that. I have experience of that. Yes.
But I'm afraid they don't help people to live their lives very holistically and preventatively.
Mm.
And
we got that note. Actually, it was wonderful to hear, for example, last week with Dr. Yehudi Gordon, how his approach, albeit, yes, he is a private practice at the moment in Harley Street, I grant you that, listener, but the actual approach he has of that integrated, holistic approach, yes. you know, the whole person yes. rather than just the, what you potentially come to see me about.
It, well, absolutely. I mean, I enjoyed listening to his program and I thought, oh, yes, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. You know? Yes, I ended the program. It was like, it was real comfort for me too, yeah. to know that, oh, at least I believe and what I'm passionate about is I'm sort of on the same page as him.
Yes.
And he's got lots of letters after his name, Jack. Yeah. So I felt quite proud when I came out. So yes, you were obviously within the NHS, but then you stepped out of that.
Yes.
And I mean, went down the coaching, was it immediately yes. onto the coaching role?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose I've been building up to it for years because I've done a lot of psychotherapeutic training. I've done, you know, 2 years family therapy training, trained as a counsellor, done group analysis training, brief solutions focused therapy. I mean, loads and loads and loads. There was loads of it. And then, and some nutrition training. I'd actually done some nutrition training, been with the British Holistic Medical Association.
Right.
Done some, you know, courses and things like rolfing and stuff, which were really amazing.
Yes. His dogs are Rolf.
My dog's called Rolf. He's probably sitting up listening now. Yes.
Yes, I hope so. Yes. But it's.
What's rolfing?
Rolfing is almost like a sort of combination of kind of psychotherapeutic osteopathy.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
That's a good
You know, where your body...
I have to go and look that up now. Yes. Bit more information there, but research.
Yes. I mean, your body holds memories.
R-O-L-F? Rolfing.
Yes, rolfing, yeah. Okay. And your body actually will hold memories. Now, the theta healing actually sort of like joins up with that as well. You know, how our bodies, actually our cells, hold memory.
Okay.
You know, and it's how, you know, it's... just really, really interesting how holistically,
yes.
you know, we sort of function according to the experiences that we've had. And the experiences are very holistic,
yes.
you know, considering, you know, right, if you think about the gestational process, even when we're, you know, growing as embryos and fetuses within our mothers, you know, if our parent, our mother actually has very negative experiences, you know, very negative thinking, then you're actually, your cells are growing within a less than holistic environment, you know.
Well, it's all related in the sense that, you know, it must be because the cells in our bodies and the cells in our mothers, you know, they're going to transfer because we're being made up from her DNA and... Yes. And yes, there is a man involved, so
yes.
there's going to be some DNA involved there. So naturally, the genes aspect is it's yes. going to be an effect somehow. I mean, I know there's a lot about rebellious, you know, the child still has that independent nature
yeah.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there's a sort of an ability, actually, are we creating this wonderful environment in the womb, so
yes.
to speak, or is it that we're actually not necessarily creating the best possible yes. future for this unborn yes. child?
Well, also, I mean, if you contemplate, I mean, just the habits of thinking that we run, when we run very negative and stressful thinking, we will actually absorb less of our nutrition.
Yes.
And we will metabolize less of it.
That's right.
You know, so I mean, I think there's such an interesting catch-22, you know, because I would say that nothing happens without first a thought, whether you're conscious or unconscious of it. So nothing will happen. No, we won't do anything without having a thought. First.
Yeah.
You know, but also when you consider that every thought, action and reaction requires a chemical reaction to happen within our cells.
Mm.
And so that chemical reaction occurs because of the nutrients within our system.
Yes.
You know, so if you were to always put the wrong, you know, people wouldn't put the wrong fuel in their cars.
No.
You know, you wouldn't actually just sort of fill up your car with Coca-Cola.
No.
You know, you wouldn't put the
or
wrong
any,
fuel.
Any type you of brown fizzy drink.
Or any. Well, yeah. Yes, I mean, and it's just really, really interesting to sort of consider where does anything begin and where does anything end?
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to wake up. And we need to begin to take responsibility for our lives. It doesn't matter what has gone before.
Yes.
We are not our history. And we can actually live our lives.
Change, can't we?
We can change our lives. Our life begins at each and every moment. So we might fall off, you know, eating healthily. We might fall off actually trying to be positive,
yeah,
or actually
we're
being
human
more resourceful.
After all, aren't we?
We are, yeah, human, and we've got
well,
to build.
I think I am.
Yes.
No comment this time.
Thank you, Jan. She's very quiet, and then she just comes in with the kill. Let's have some music, okay, and then we'll come back, because I'd like to talk a little bit about, you've mentioned USANA, the nutritional, which I know you're involved with. That's part of one angle.
Yes, your health and your hands.
So I want to do, the health in your hands, because I've been tweeting about that, because it is this ultimate responsibility and the nutritional aspect.
Yeah.
But first of all, let's have a little bit of Feeling Good by Nina Simone. You may sing if you wish, or just sit back and relax.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Channel Radio, broadcasting from Hagland's Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
And it's Who Cares Wins. You are back listening to your health and well-being show here on channelradio.co.uk with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and the delightful Jan Mulligan with 15 pairs of glasses on her head. Which I haven't tweeted yet, Jan. I've been so busy listening to Clara.
They're all out there on the edge of their seats wondering what
you mean. I'll do it in a minute. More importantly, see, I've been talking and listening to our guest, Clara Gibson. So, Clara, before we went to our music break there, you were talking about this whole sort of link with the fuel and the link with our thoughts and actions. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned earlier to there the USANA, the company, and you were at their convention. Mm-hmm. But you've chosen as part of your coaching work, your health and well-being coaching, mm-hmm, that USANA is something that features in the work that you provide, or the, I wouldn't say advice, but the conversations you have with people about nutrition?
It does. I mean, so many of my clients come to me living very frantic, busy lives, where they very often miss meals. And considering the aspect that every thought, action and reaction only happens because of the chemical reaction within ourselves, if we've got, you know, sort of incomplete, not useful chemicals, we're always going to be misfiring.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very interesting that clients who have come to me clients who've come off antidepressants by having the full range of bioavailable potent pure nutrients in their cells.
Right.
And so there are people who've come off antidepressants, there are those who have avoided going on antidepressants, they find that their mood actually lifts. In fact, when I moved here, I moved to Ramsgate just over a year ago.
Oh, right.
And I had to have major work done in the house, and all of the builders, I gave them the nutritional supplements because I wanted, I'm aware that they eat garbage. Sorry. And I
the ones that I saw,
yes,
of course.
But and I was I actually just like to treat people well. Do you know what I mean? So I gave them all nutritional supplements, and they found from day one they were shocked at actually the experience that they had. They found that
she obviously got her work done a lot faster.
Oh, this is the key, yeah? Did the price change?
So well, I wonder, yeah. Did the bill change?
Yes.
But that what they found was that their energy actually lasted through the day in ways that they would never have expected, and they were only on quarter dose. Mm. You know, so it was really, really interesting.
So it's supplements. It's pills, nutritional potions, supplements, drinks, milkshakes.
Yes. I mean, they're viewed as the safest supplements for professional athletes to take. I mean, they're the only company in the world that have $1 million guarantee for their professional athletes should they test positive to banned substance because of their products.
Right.
And so the WTA, for instance, went through all of the top nutritional supplement companies in the world, and the only company that they will endorse for their players is USANA Health Sciences.
Wow.
And I mean, I've always done a lot of sport, I'm very hyper-flexible.
Yes.
When you're hyper-flexible, you are predisposed to actually getting things like osteoarthritis.
Mm.
And I had osteoarthritis through my spine. I had golf and tennis elbow, I think that's what you call them.
Right.
I had arthritis in my hips and my knees. I had a ripped shoulder from both doing kung fu and a very big dog. And so
Not kung fu with the dog.
Just
checking there.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
Edging towards the wall here.
Yes. I'm off now, Jan. See you later.
And so I actually had, for about 2 years, I'd spent an enormous amount of money, actually, trying to get it remedied. I'd had acupuncture, Chinese herbs, loads of supplements from the shops. Absolutely nothing had made a difference. I had not slept, without having to take both ibuprofen and paracetamol for about 2 to 3 years. And, I'd begun my coaching career, and I met this lady, a very unlikely lady to be sort of telling me about nutritional supplements. She was in her 60s. She was a biochemist who'd done her degree at Oxford. And she really, really wasn't the sort of person that you would think was actually going to be telling you really must try this, you know. And initially I was attracted because I wanted to sort of, because I no longer was building an NHS pension. I wanted to, you know, I liked the idea of the residual income. And so from that perspective, I thought, and I liked the science. As a nurse and a health visitor, you can only recommend a product that has the scientific evidence behind
it. Of course, of course.
So it had that. And so I began working with them and began taking them. And believe me, I thought I was very well nourished. I really did believe there was nothing that would ever make a difference because I'd tried everything as far as I thought.
Yep.
And within about 3 months, everything had gone. Now, legally, we
not
cannot...
Not the dog, though.
Not the dog. No, not the dog.
No, good.
No, but... Because the pharmaceutical industry have sewn up that none of us, whatever kind of therapy or whatever we do, none of us can actually claim that we can treat or cure anything.
No.
But actually, I got my health back. I got my energy back.
Which
I remember
fantastic.
Actually taking part in a, I think it was a 6-hour Help for Heroes Martial Arts Day.
Wow.
And with the, one of the paratroop regiment. I think it was the paratroop regiment.
And okay, Clara, you're talking my language. Okay.
And
I'm going to move and sit closer to her now because I'm intrigued.
And I actually managed to keep going better than them. Mm-hmm. You know, there were these young guys. You know, I mean, I'm,
maybe I'm slightly older than them.
I'm slightly older than them by a decade or so. But I was actually able to keep going better than them. And also, the next day, I had no aches or pains. Mm. And
which at the end
really
of the
impressed.
Day, I think is, for any of our listeners, you know, tuning in on any aspect of the shows or any health and well-being aspect, it's often that, well, actually, if it worked for me, then I can't tell you whether it will or won't be for you, but
yes.
I can only tell you my experience, yes. Which is fantastic to hear.
Yeah, my son, who had dyslexia, actually, he noticed on the teenage stuff that actually he began within about sort of 24, 48 hours, he was feeling much more awake than he had felt before.
Mm.
He then noticed he became better coordinated, and he then became, took up juggling and things like that. And he really, sort of like moved up his grades.
Mm, fantastic.
And so the thing is if it is just accepting the fact that we need to give ourselves what they need.
Mm.
We need to give it to them in the form that they need, and we need to do it every day. And actually at the weekend, a couple of weekends ago when I was at the convention, we were being shown the science, the independent science, that demonstrates that people who take a quality nutritional supplement every day for 10 years plus, the various enormous amounts of different research, which actually shows that when people actually do that, they do have a lower incidence of the chronic and degenerative diseases.
Mm.
And so people are so often just like, we all experience it in our work, that people come to us when they're feeling critical, rather
wait for
than
the warning sign. Yeah,
and so
the preventative is better if we can look at that opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very often people will, I've got a cold, I'll take some vitamin C, but actually it's not. It's
too late.
It's too late.
We really want, and that's part of our passion, Jan and I, when we brought this show together, with Who Cares Wins, about if you care and actually continue to care, and that's the key message.
Who cares wins.
It is, exactly. And it is about caring. Think about those cells that almost, you need to mother them and nurture them, look after them.
Yes.
But I'm intrigued, and time is whizzing by, but also you mentioned this program. You've just come back from the training as well, and you've added it to your little toolkit called Theta Healing.
Yeah, Theta Healing is really
interesting.
So
Theta Healing, what is it?
Theta Healing is a form of healing which... As the practitioner, really you're just a facilitator.
Okay.
So you're actually facilitating somebody's ability to change beliefs that they hold at different levels within their system. So we hold beliefs.
Is it like hypnotherapy then?
It works with the theta, right, so it's called theta healing because it works with the theta brainwaves, which are the brainwaves which are used in hypnotherapy.
Right, so it's the sort of the unconscious, as I would call it.
Yes, and it's through actually sort of accessing the facilitator and the client getting to the same brainwave that actually... profound change can happen, and it works on a belief level, and it also works on a healing level for disease too. And so, although of course we can't claim we can treat or cure anything, but
we'll put that caveat at the end of the show. Our listeners know.
Yes, but it's sort of interesting. I mean, I was working with somebody who's actually had very severe heart problems for a period of time, multiples of years, and had not had for multiples of years a day without severe chest pain. And we did some healing, and I spoke to him actually just yesterday, and I said to him, so how are you feeling? And he said, well, actually, because he was quite sceptical as to whether it could possibly be of any benefit.
Which is no bad thing.
No, absolutely. I mean, because it's sort of... slightly sort
sometimes
of
people think,
sort of airy fairy-ish
way out.
Yeah. And
I've got a squeaky chair. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can. But not
your
not
joints. You need not, feet are healing.
It could be, couldn't it?
And
yeah.
Some oiling.
Joints, yeah.
Bit
I'm
boiling.
So old.
Yeah, yeah. No. And he said that actually he was experiencing so much less.
Great.
And so he was quite impressed.
Yay.
Actually, so now we'll be doing some
again,
more work.
Again, it's the personal experience, isn't
yes.
it? At the end of the day.
Mm,
yeah. I was talking to somebody with regards to yoga and also mindfulness, mm-hmm. which again, there's yeah. some similarities there with
yes.
mindfulness about each day or each moment is just another moment to start over
yes.
again and to start
yeah.
anew. I'm very passionate about what's gone has gone. There's
yes.
no way you can get it back unless you've got
yeah.
some Doctor Who TARDIS you can
yes.
turn back in time or a, what was the car in Back to the Future?
DeLorean.
Oh, yes.
Then maybe you could go back and change it, but it's gone.
Yes.
So why waste time now worrying
yes.
about it?
Exactly.
You can learn from it, of course.
Of course.
It's all a learning experience.
Yeah. You take
what
the
was
good
I saying,
things.
Jan? I've gone off completely now. But it is about that personal experience.
Yeah.
And if somebody says, do you know what? I love yoga because I feel better afterwards mm-hmm. and my back's got better, then great.
It works for them.
Then carry on.
Yes.
You know, why would you say to somebody, oh, you shouldn't do it?
No.
If actually yeah, yeah. they are getting, and they're not, obviously they're going to correct you know, classes where
yeah.
people are actually qualified.
Sure.
That actually they are getting the best benefit for them.
Yes.
At that time,
yeah.
at that age or that appropriate.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, we on the show here never disregard the, if you like, the clinical help, sometimes surgery or whatever might be needed.
Yes.
We're not saying you don't need it.
Yes.
But there is this integrated approach, which I
yes.
think, you know, I'd love people to know just so much more about what's out there.
Yeah.
Now I know that something else slightly off, but you mentioned it earlier, makethatdifference.org were your
mm-hmm.
website, one of your websites.
Yeah.
But you said that that's particularly for women.
No, that's the Drastic to Fantastic.
Oh, that's the gone off already.
Yeah. Drastic to Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Is, a program for women to specifically about their changing their patterns of thinking and changing their patterns of action.
Right.
It is also very similar in, I mean, it's strange, isn't it? Some people want that little niche,
mm-hmm.
but make that difference. Because it's
really?
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it's just how you're targeting.
Targeting,
approach.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Make That Difference is the site that works best for me. And it is just about enabling people to become aware of what they do and to actually create. They can create and transform their own lives.
Mm.
And people just need to wake up and begin to choose their actions and their thoughts, you know, what they put into their mouths, taking some action, dedicated action every day towards where they're wanting to go, to actually have an idea, have a vision, to create goals.
Mm.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I've had some, often women, but I mean men too, who have had no idea of no idea of creating a goal, you know.
Where do I start? Yeah.
But actually, it can seem sort of American-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And people can feel uncomfortable with that because they sort of think it's not very British, you know. But by having an idea, a vision of where you're wanting to go, knowing how you will feel once you actually get there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether it's sort of like I'm going to water my window boxes or I've got to the cleaning or I've got some shopping to do.
Yeah.
Actually acknowledging yourself for it and learning patterns to be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Very few people ever praise themselves or acknowledge themselves for whatever they do.
And that's something I picked up. I talked about being in the lakes, but I also found a local park run, which is a wonderful organisation all around the country. You can rock up on a Saturday morning and do a 5K run.
Yeah.
No times, you know, just up to you how long you want to take. And of course, it's in some beautiful places.
Yeah.
So I normally do the Margate Park Run, but obviously being away, I found one in the Lake District, the Felfoot Park Run, if anyone's up there and wants to investigate it. Beautiful scenery, of course. And I just pallied up and was ending up jogging along, and I saw two other ladies, as you do, or as I do anyway, Clara, chat away to people.
Snap.
And amongst my heavy breathing. And getting towards the finish line, and this lady was saying, oh, thank you very much. We'd sort of helped each other up the hill and keep going. And we're getting to that. I said, just imagine how you'll feel when you cross that finish line. So, you know, that almost is tap into that feeling, even though you're not there yet.
Yeah.
Because that, again, can give you the extra boost. Yes. And it is about goals, whether you call it goals, intentions, visions, a plan, a map, an idea. But it's something that actually can almost give you a bit of a boost sometimes to get you a bit more excited or a bit more energy flow. But before we go into contact details and masses of events you do locally in Ramsgate as well, I want to talk about this little networking group you have. We have a Whitney Houston song, which you also chose. And this one, very appropriately named, One Moment in Time. So I'm going to have that while we just have a quick rest and a relaxation. Did I press the right button? Yes, I did.
Yes.
See? Tubby's looking at Jan's pairs of glasses on her head. I'm going to tweet that now, Jan.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall, yet through it all, this much remains. I want one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I
HaglandsVillageKent.com.
Channel Radio, broadcasting from Hagland's Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
And on Channel Radio, you have us. It's the Who Cares Wins team, your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio every Monday live, 12 till 1, which means we're running out of time. It is me, Angela Bryer-Stephen, the crazy one. And of course,
the sane one, Jan Mulligan.
With two pairs of glasses. Which is now on Twitter, Jan. It's out there
it's
in
out
the world
there.
Now. It's gone viral. And the more sensible one in the corner is, of course, our guest, Clara Gibson. The wonderful purple hair, yes. And you are listening to your health and well-being show with, of course, a touch on well-being coaching with Clara Gibson. Mm-hmm. And the variety of tools in your toolkit, Clara, that you have. And we've spoken briefly about some of them. But just to remind our listeners, we mentioned your health in your hands and the USANA work and the nutritional supplements.
Yeah.
But just to remind our listeners, if they want to find that specific website.
Yeah, it's yourhealth-inyourhands.usana.com.
And USANA is
USANA. And they can do their own health assessment and get a...
I saw that.
Yeah, they can get a good lifestyle report and also... current health risks identified from the information they've given.
And that goes to you, does it not?
No, that goes to them. So they actually get it to, the client, you know, whoever it is who completes the assessment.
Sorry, the actual contact through that website is,
that's yes, yourhealthinyourhands.usana.com is my website.
Great.
But if they do, you know, how healthy are you, your health assessment on there, then they can
get a report back.
They'll get a report and advice on, you know, recommendations of what they can take to achieve either improve their health needs or to address their health goals.
Mm. Now, coming back to your coaching aspect, obviously you integrate this with your coaching.
Yeah.
But one of the things we were talking about, and of course I'm on the page, I'm there already, Clara. But one of the things is that, you know, why would we recommend that people seek coaching, especially for perhaps around their health and their well-being aspects?
Well, the interesting thing is that people have grown up the habits that they've developed have been supported by the people that they've lived amongst. The habits of thinking and their emotional experience have actually been learnt in response to the way that they were responded to as babies. You know, I mean, it's very, you know, interesting how we have maybe learnt to misinterpret our own emotions, which we feel actually physically, first of all. And it isn't until we're about 5 years old that we have learnt to put language to our feelings in a way that other people except so we learn to express our emotions in the way that people are happy to respond to us rather than actually how we are really truly feeling. You know, and so the purpose of coaching actually is helping people and supporting, giving people the support which they very often won't get from those around them. Very often people don't want those around them to change in case they sort of, it makes them feel uncomfortable with themselves, you know. And so people do need to have somebody independent to support them and to help them on their way.
And sometimes challenge them.
And to challenge
them. Because you can get away sometimes when it's the dear loved ones and the near and dearest. You're like, oh, okay, then I won't. And sometimes, or they won't ask you that difficult question, which they know really that you need to hear.
Yes.
But of course, they want to stay friends with you. So
And it's, you know, habits of eating. It's actually very difficult to say, actually, I'm no longer going to eat that way because I really don't want to eat it that way.
And it is important. I often talk about the fuel, and there's lots of links analogies about putting, you know, the same with an engine. I mean, this is, I talk about it being a vehicle. You are looking after this vehicle. And are you looking after it to the best of your ability? Perhaps you need to seek out help and support in how to
and
do
also
that.
It's about the way that people often aren't aware of the behaviours that they have that they use as a sort of crutch when circumstances happen. So I actually have, for instance, one of the tools that I work with women with is about where they are in their menstrual cycle, life events, how they feel, how they eat, how they spend. I mean, it's really interesting how when people are not feeling very good about themselves, and this is true for men and women too, they will eat rubbish foods to actually try and comfort themselves, but actually they eat it and they feel bad for it. So they then eat more rubbish to comfort themselves. Then they think, oh God, what's the point? So they just eat more and more rubbish. But actually that's wasting money too.
Yes.
And people, when they're feeling really awful, very often they will go out and they will spend money trying to comfort themselves, buying stuff that they wouldn't buy if they were feeling their very best version of themselves. Mm-hmm. And when people are feeling their very best version of themselves, they typically will spend much less. Mm-hmm. And so people can actually save money by learning to feel better by just coming to a coach, you know. And if you consider the most successful people in the world, they actually have coaches all the way through, multitudes of them sometimes, about
that's the whole tradition of sporting, you know, that's the analogy of a sport, you know. An Olympian will have a coach and it's not about because they're the best of the best of the best already, they'll still have a coach to get them to their next intention, their next idea.
And it's interesting because an observer will be able to maybe see and observe, you know, and point out the limiting patterns, the limiting beliefs, etc. I mean, I work with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming as well.
Yep.
And that's a really interesting, it's got a whole array, big toolbox, you know, but to actually to help people become aware of what they do and how they feel. And
interestingly, with that point of it being, for example, with NLP, and I know with Paul McKenna, a lot of his books out there, Richard Bandler talks about it in some of these YouTube video clips, is that the feeling of sometimes initially that purchase of chocolate or the purchase of a new pair of shoes, it might briefly make them feel better. Mm-hmm. But actually being able to highlight that they can actually feel like this for longer without buying the shoes, without buying the chocolate, through another way, a different method or tool, which is effectively free.
Yes.
Okay, they might have to engage with a coach or someone first of all, but a coach isn't necessarily always having to be there for life. You might have so many sessions and then that's it. But yeah, it's like, actually, I could have that. That's great.
And interestingly, I mean, a client said to me not so long ago that he had learnt that he could feel great without having to take drugs or drink.
Yeah.
Which he had never ever believed possible before, you know, and that's amazing. As well as, I mean, the other benefits.
I love life. Life is it's a huge drug for me. It's like people say, "What are you on?" I say, "Life, out there, just drink it in."
It's lovely.
I'll have another, please. Now, before we disappear off air, Clara, I need to make sure people have all the contact details that are the most important way of getting hold of you.
Yes.
For whether it's coaching, the nutritional supplements, the women's program, you do workshops as well.
Yes, I do.
Which we've not really gone into detail on.
Yeah.
I know you do a networking group very briefly in Ramsgate. You do a lunchtime networking group at the Belgian Bar.
I do.
In Ramsgate in Kent, if anyone is around.
For the self-employed, lone working, artists in its widest description, and entrepreneurs. Because when people typically work alone, they miss out on the socialization bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just fun. It's free. People just come, they buy their lunch, you know, and have a lovely chat.
When's the next one, Clara?
It's the first Thursday of May. So I believe that's the 7th.
Okay.
12:30
till
2:30.
12:30. Okay, till 2:30. Is it best to contact you if they're concerned? Like, where is it again or details?
Yeah,
or
they
is
can.
Somewhere
yeah,
online
they can.
They can find it.
Well, the event, they could look up Ramsgate Lunch Break probably on Facebook, because the next event is always listed.
Right.
Okay, so
okay, so contact details, we've mentioned the yourhealth-inyourhands.usana.com.
yep.
There's
you did.
Yay! Yay! I didn't even write that down, Jan. Are you impressed?
That's
very
good.
Very impressed.
And also we have a website for you, or a couple of websites.
The most important website, really, the best one, is makethatdifference.org. I do offer a 30-minute free telephone consultation.
Fantastic.
To anybody who would just like to discuss whether coaching would be good
whether
for them.
Whether it's for them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you are on Twitter, of course. We've been tweeting about you like mad. The main one I was using, which is probably the best.
Yeah. Clara and MTD.
Marvellous. But you do have an at drastic number two.
I have a dress.
Fantast.
Yes, fantast, because there weren't enough.
Hello. Oh, well, that's fabulous, Clara. We could, as I say, have a whole complete show on the workshops and the avenues you do there as well.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic to have
you
here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Just scratch the surface of what you do, which is fantastic work.
No, it's been really lovely. Thank
you. And, of course, future ideas in Thanet and getting Thanet on the planet again, which will be fantastic. And we'll do some work, hopefully, together.
Yeah.
Now, Before we disappear, Jan, there are a few things we've had people on Twitter already, even before we went live. We had Hazel Adley Coach, who was on in the new year. Lovely Hazel. She says that she's in a meeting. She can't listen live, but she will be listening back later. Have a great show. So thank you very much, Hazel. She'll be really passionate about it because obviously another coach there.
Yes.
The Innovation Centre, Medway, says they're looking forward to our show. Marvellous. I trust you're listening in. Innovation Centre in Medway.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes we have the wonderful ladies and gents over at Fruitworks in Canterbury.
Oh, lovely.
They often listen in. We also have a new show coming on Channel Radio on the 30th of April, which we're going to hopefully have some collaboration with, because we often have charities on our show or people running for charities and various events.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Herb's Palsy, which is one of the major links on our homepage. Herb's Palsy and the Kent Deaf Children's Society are doing a Zumbathon, which, if anyone knows, Paul Andrews of Business Bunker, he is going to be donning his Zumbathon outfit.
Ooh.
If you donate enough.
Yeah.
So he's taking part in that. Fantastic charities. But there's going to be a community show, and it starts on the 30th of April. So if you want to find out more, so if you are a charity and community events in Kent, then the communityshow.net for more information.
Okay.
So yeah, fantastic to hear another show on Channel
Lovely.
Radio. There's loads of them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got here a couple of things on the charity route. My friend, as you know, up in the Lake District, who is the owner of the Cedar Manor Hotel, she did the Great North Run with me. Of course, it was my run, so she went there. But she did it for Lupus Charity.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, she is now doing, next Sunday, the London Marathon.
Wow.
So she's gone that extra mile. Or a few.
Yes, or a few.
She is doing the London Marathon again for Lupus. So if you want to spur her on with a few pennies of donation for Lupus, then go to justgiving.com / Caroline K. That's Caroline as in Caroline Kaye 65.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not her age.
No.
So you can just donate there if you want, just even a few pennies. It all goes to a great charity, Lupus, which obviously is very dear to her heart. But yes, we'll be cheering her on next Sunday for the, in fact, this coming Sunday, isn't it? 26th.
Yeah.
So yes, you might even see her on the telly. I've asked her to give her a wave as she goes by the cameras. And
we're
of course,
very tired, aren't we?
Well, she might have to, yes. I did mention Paul Andrews. If you want to actually find his website for donation, it's uk.virginmoneygiving.com/ Paul Andrews BB, as in Business Bunker BB. And you'll note there, then you can give him a wonderful comment, maybe even suggest an outfit for him to wear when he does his Zumbathon. And that's for Herb's Palsy and the Kent Deaf Children's Society, both those two charities together. One other thing I wanted to mention event-wise is locally in Birchington in Kent, near to my little area and also Clara. One of my lovely dear friends, Katia, is opening now her yoga studio.
Oh, lovely.
Finally opening on Tuesday, tomorrow morning. She has a free class, 9:30 a.m. So if you want to come along for a free yoga, beginners, then come along. Contact her on 07809 694 161, or you can email contact@yogatreestudio.co.uk, or have a look at her website, yogatreestudio.co.uk. No more clues now, Clara. What else have I got here? Yoga as well. If you're up in the Lake District, I came across a wonderful lady called Sarah Pike, who is Zen Yoga Flow. If you follow her on Twitter, she's at Zen Yoga Flow. And she does some marvellous integrating it with dance flow as well. You can tell she was a dancer. I couldn't get my leg up there. I tried, but it wouldn't work.
Do we have photographic evidence?
Oh, no, we do not. Next week's guest is another lovely lady. You may have heard of her before, Liz Armand.
Oh, yes.
Let's hear it for Liz.
Woo-hoo.
Liz is joining us to explain her slight change of direction since she was last on the show.
Uh-huh.
One of her key activities that she's involved in now is she runs a lot of workshops around money mindsets. So again, all about the mind and the mindset.
Yeah.
And she's called the Money Attraction Angel. So I'm hoping to touch her lots, give her lots of hugs, because then I can get loads of money coming in,
And
then I can give it all to charity.
Yes.
Herbs Palsy and KDCS being the two main ones. The other thing is, you may have seen, I've posted it on our Facebook page, but you may remember Jan and I talking about the benefits of hugs, and then briefly a few shows last year I was talking about smiling, you know, and it's free to smile at anybody, and it makes you feel good, and the endorphins that are released. Well, I've now posted on Facebook, if you go down our timeline, you'll find 11 reasons why we should smile every day.
Exercises so, you know, so many muscles.
Just one a day.
Well, it's as much as you like, really. Thank you.
Yeah, you can permanently smile.
Oh no, cheek muscles.
We must disappear, Jan. We must go and do some photos and get out in the sunshine. But I hope you've enjoyed our show. We will be here back on Monday, as always, 12 o'clock. But of course, you've got the listen again on channelradio.co.uk on Thursday as well, is our repeat at 12 noon.
Okay.
So we are a repeat show, you see. Domination. There we are.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Clara.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And we'll speak
for
to you all next week. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.
For being back.
Thank you, babe.
We must go. Let's all say goodbye. 1, 2, 3.
Goodbye.
And we'll have If I Were Brave by Jana Stanfield. Mm-hmm. I got it right that time.
You did.
Jana. I think it's, Jana. That
Jana.
Could be a posh voice there. Yeah.
Jana. Oh, Jana.
That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's playing. I think it's just a bit of space before it comes on. 12 minutes. Yes, I think there's a bit of quietness before it starts.
There is.